Well, the government has announced some money going in to help prop up the live music industry. And I thought we'd catch up with Colin Thompson, who's a regular contributor to the show, of course, from the Bendigo Blues and Roots Festival. Colin, good morning to you. Welcome along.
Morning, Robbo.
Now, is this mainly towards venues or artists or a bit of both?
Look, I was just looking at the article that says $13 million to help the live music industry from state government, which is fantastic. Yep. Hopefully the federal government will do something, you know, similar and on a bigger scale as well in due course.
Yeah.
For the art sector. But, yeah, it looks to be $9 million of that for venues and 106, it says, specific venues. Now, whether they've lined up those venues already or whether there's an application process to be entered into, I'm not sure. But the good news is that, yeah, that there is help there to help venues specifically develop COVID-safe plans and ways to operate safely,
yeah.
Easing back into some sort of normality, which is great.
Yeah, I think in terms of whether they've already been announced and or you can apply, I think it's a bit of both, because I saw a couple of venues in Castlemaine that had appeared already got the thumbs up to get some of that, which is fantastic. And yeah. I guess one goes hand in hand with the other, obviously, because if they can, you know, make the venues COVID safe and get them open and getting the live music happening, well, if you want to have live music, you need musicians. So it'll mean work for them as well.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, obviously all the artists I've spoken to and have been liaising with through this period are all keen as mustard to get back working again. I saw a great Facebook post this morning from my good mate Bill Barber, who's got 3 gigs lined up for this weekend already, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
A couple in Mansfield and one here locally on Thursday night at the Vine, which is already sold out because, you know, they've got their plan in place and yeah. know how many people they're allowed to have. And so that's what I've been impressed with a lot as well is the local venues who've you know, been rolling with the punches and realising that, you know, to not adapt means it all well, is fatal.
Yeah.
So they're looking at, okay, well, what can we do? Instead of focusing on what they can't do, looking at what we can do and working out ways to reopen safely within the rules and get some people out enjoying live music again, but hospitality again, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I heard over the weekend, and it sort of really resonated, that musicians and, of course, the hospitality industry were really the first to go and the last to come back. And when you look at that, I mean, they've right from go to woe, you know, been in more strife than the early settlers, really.
Yeah, it's been pretty scary. The artists that I've spoken to, you know, across the board, some have thankfully, been eligible for JobKeeper and such,
yep.
And so you know they're very grateful for that. As I guess anyone who's been able to, lean on that would be grateful, but there's others who haven't been and have struggled beyond belief, and of course the production crews and all those out there that are just itching to get back and do something, and our hospitality friends, of course, you know that so many have been doing it extremely tough, and the businesses that usually are out there adding so much to Bendigo's culture and social fabric, you know, being hamstrung.
Yeah.
So it's exciting to see them creep back into, our social fabric again.
I think, finally, Colin, one of the exciting things is that over the next several months, we should see a whole raft of new music from a lot of these people, because one of the great things, I guess, one of the few great things for musicians, etc., in isolation, is that those who are songwriters as well can at least put their creativity to work and hopefully come up with some wonderful songs.
Indeed. Many I've spoken to have done, have taken advantage of the opportunity who are set up for recording at home and been, you know, recording albums. I spoke to a bunch of artists over the weekend because we're currently organising our online festival in lieu of being able to run a proper one this year in November. And many of them had the same stories or similar stories to tell about, you know, having recorded an album and just busting now for an opportunity to release it. Others, you know, they've just written a bunch of songs and you know, so I guess put the angst and energy into doing productive things that way instead of, you know, I guess just, you know, sitting around lamenting what could be or should be.
Yep, very true. Well, listen, we'll talk to you closer to the online festival, get more details about exactly how that's going to work, but very much appreciate you taking the time to have a chat this morning, mate.
Anytime, Robbo.
Good on you.
Appreciate it.
Colin Thompson from Bendigo Blues and Roots Festival joining us to talk about the support for local musos, and again, along with the hospitality, wherever we can support them, I think we should too, most definitely.